Here we go. I'll sing your love in wonderful love came down to the heart of God. Oh, who believe my heart and receive and bear with me. Another one we know, and then one that we'll have to learn today. And it is, Jesus can satisfy the heart, and we just got to learn that.
下一首呢，就是我们要学，就是主耶稣基督可以满足我们的内心。
He's the only one who can satisfy the heart. Praise the Lord.
他是唯一能够满足我们内心的，赞美主。
Here we go.Jesus can satisfy the heart. Gladness and peace He can impart. Each passing day, all through life's thread, Jesus can satisfy the heart. One more time. Okay, here we go now. Jesus can satisfy the heart. Gladness and peace He can subject of why did Jesus come?
因为我们今天的新的一首歌是就是这个主题，为什么主耶稣基督要来？
And the answer is in the fourth line. It was to save. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's why he came.
答案是在第四句，他来是拯救，就主耶稣基督是来拯救罪人的，这就是为什么他要来。
It's true, one day he will judge the world, but that's not why he came.
所以呢，就是也是事实，有一天他要审判整个世界，但这并不是他来的理由。
And he didn't come to accuse or to blame people.
他来并不是来控告和埋怨人的。
He did not only come to seek, and he did come to seek everyone. He's seeking everyone.
他能来的唯一的原因是来拯救，来寻求，他会寻求和拯救每一个人。
But the reason he came was he came to save the sinners like you and me.
所以他来的原因呢，是他来到这里呢，拯救罪人，就像你我一样的。
And so the repeat line says, when we call him Savior, we call him by his name. What does the name Jesus mean?
因为这个重复的这句话说呢，当我们呢，称呼他为救主的时候呢，就是我们称呼他，因为他的名。那么主耶稣基督的名字是什么意思呢？
The name Jesus means Jehovah is the Savior.
他的名字的意思是耶和华是救主，
Or God is the Savior.
或者说神是救主。
So when we call him Jesus, we're calling him by his name. His name is the Savior.
所以呢，当我们称呼他的名字主耶稣的时候呢，他的名字实际上就是他是救主。
All right, so Norma is going to give us an introduction and we're going to sing it. Here we go. He did not come to judge the world. He did not come to blame. He did not only come to see. It was to save. He came. And when we call him Savior, and when we call him Savior, and when we call him Savior, then we call him by his name. You're getting it one more time. He did not come to judge the world, not come to blame. He did not only it was to say he came. And when we call him Savior, and when we call him Savior, and when we call him Savior, then we call him by his name. Thank you, Norma. And again, you're a good choir. And so praise the Lord.
Amen. 谢谢 Norma. 你们大家呢都是很好的合唱队，就是感谢主。
So everybody's with us this morning. Almost Linda with us. Linda, was that you?
Yes.
Linda's with us twice. That's very good.
所以每大家都和我们在一起，那个灵儿基本上和我们在一起。刚才那个宗门上的是灵儿吗？他说是的。
All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll consider some verses this morning.
我们呢，现在祷告，然后呢，开始学习一些经文。
Lord, we want to thank you that your objective for us was very high.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您呢，您对我们的目标是非常高的。
We would have been very impressed if you had come with a lesser objective than our salvation.
那我们就说是，如果呢，我们就如果你来不是为了这么一个少于这个为我们救恩来的目标呢，我们就不会感到非常的印象深刻。
We're thankful that your objective for us was that we might live with you forever.
所以我们感谢您呢，您对我们的目标呢，就是说是我们可以和你永远生活在一起。
So help us now as we've just considered these few thoughts.We pray your blessing on us in Jesus' name.
所以求您帮助我们，当我们开始这样的几个那个想法的时候，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, in your Bibles, 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Again, hard to find after the epistles.To Thessalonians and so on, the epistles to 1 Timothy.
所以大家翻到提摩太前书的第一章，那个提摩太前书呢比较说是难找。那么说呢，提前呢是在贴前贴后或者提后提多的前面，贴后的后面。
So help one another find it. It's not an easy part. The end of the New Testament. The books are very short.And it's hard to find them.
对对，你们来说那就是很难找到。你们要互相帮助，大家找到，因为在那个新约里的这些那个书信呢都是很短的，所以非常难找到。
First Timothy chapter 5. No, chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章,
verse 15.
第十五节,
and it goes like this. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
第十五节说呢，耶稣，基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是值得完全接受的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
So the central phrase in that verse is delightful, and you and I should memorize it today. And it simply says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
所以这个里面的这节经文的中心呢，是非常令人欣慰的。你我呢，应该把它背下来，因为这个中心就是说，基督降世为人，为要拯救罪人。I
think it's simply 9 words. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
所以我认为是在英语里是简单的9个字：基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。Now,
if you speak to people, some of them will tell you, meet them on the street, they'll tell you that's why Jesus came. Most of them don't really believe it.
所以如果你在街上碰到一个人，你告诉他呢，就是说是主耶稣基督乃是为了拯救的，大多数人不会相信这句话。
If you were just to consider a lot of the stories in the Bible regarding the Lord Jesus, what would you say?
如果你去考虑到在圣经里的大多数的故事，关于那个主耶稣基督为什么要来，你会怎么说？
Well, you might say, Jesus came into the world to heal the sick. He was healing sick all over the place.
所以呢，你有可能说主耶稣基督呢，那是治病救人的。那么说他在很多地方呢，治愈了很多人。
What kinds of sickness specifically did he come to heal?
他来呢，就是特别的要治愈的这个疾病是什么疾病呢？
And it's interesting, he healed the blind and the lame and the deaf and the
所以那非常有意思，他治愈了眼瞎的、聋子，还有那个瘸子。
Do you remember the line in the Bible? It's there often. It says, and he healed them all.
所以你有没有注意到圣经里有这么一句话，经常会说呢，他把他们全部都治愈了。What
kind of sickness did Jesus not heal?
所以主耶稣基督是哪一类的那个疾病，主耶稣基督没有治愈呢？
It's amazing. He healed every sickness.
所以呢，这个非常神奇，他治愈了每一个病人。
I told you about my friend. He was my Sunday school teacher. He was a missionary in Nigeria.
所以呢，就是我的一个主日学的老师呢，他告诉我，他当时去那尼日利亚做宣教士。
And he had hundreds of people as his patients when he met them during a day.
因为他在那里的时候呢，在白天呢，他也有超过100的那样的病人每天来看他。And
there were 3 major kinds of disease they had, so he had line up behind them.
因为这个呢，就是他们那里呢，就是有3类就主要的疾病，他们呢都站在他后面。
And all the people would come up to him, he'd look at this way, you go in that line, you go in that line, you go in that line. And those who weren't in the common, he'd have to treat them more in more detail.
所以这个里面呢，就是说来看他的人呢，他说你到这条队里去，你到那条队里去，你到这条队里去，所以呢，他会就是说是最后来看那些细节。But
when they came to Jesus, he just healed them instantaneously, one after another, or many together. We don't know how he did it.
所以呢，当他们来看主耶稣基督的时候，主耶稣基督就在圣殿把他们全部都治愈了，或者说，就是一个或者说一大群人一起治愈。我们知道他到底是怎么做到的。Did
Jesus come to heal people?
所以主耶稣基督来是不是来治愈人的呢？
Not really, no. Why then Are there so many stories about the fact that he healed people?
所以呢，就是并不真正的是这样的。但是为什么有这么多故事讲他治愈人呢？
Answer very simple. If he can heal you on the outside, it's proof he can heal you on the inside.
答案是非常简单的，如果他能治愈你的身体，他也能治愈你的内心。
So you'll remember the time that they brought the man who was paralyzed, and the Lord Jesus said to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
因为你们大家记得要把人家把一个摊子抬到那个主耶稣基督这里，主耶稣基督说呢，就是说是儿子，你的病得治愈了。
And their response to him was, "Only God can forgive sins."
就那些人的反应是，只有神能够赎罪。
And then Jesus said to him, "All right, that's true. Only God can forgive sins. But to prove that I can forgive sins, I say to you, the paralytic man, you get up and walk." The paralyzed man who couldn't walk got up, went home, carried his bed with him.
所以呢，那个主耶稣基督他说呢，是的，你们说的对，只有神能够治愈啊，赦罪。那么说呢，为了证明我能够赦罪呢，我先对这个摊子说，那你站起来行走。然后那个摊子马上站起来呢，把他的褥子拿着走了。
Why did he heal the sick?
为什么他要治愈病人呢？
In order to prove that he came to heal the sinner, he wants to heal on the inside. And so he heals on the outside to prove that he can heal on the inside.
所以他治愈病人呢，是就是能够去证明呢，他可以赎罪。就是说呢，他治愈人的身体呢，是为了证明他能够治愈人的内心。
Now the Jewish people say Jesus wasn't the Messiah because he didn't come as a military leader. He could have come as a general. If he'd come as a general, he would have got rid of the Romans.
因为这个犹太人呢，他们说呢，主耶稣基督他不是弥赛亚，因为他来的时候他并不是是一个将军的形式出现的军队领导人。如果他是个以军队的领导人、将军的形式来了，他们可以把罗马人呢赶出去。
So why didn't he do that?
他为什么不那么做呢？
Because his objective is far greater than that.
因为他的目标比这个远远要大得多。
If he had set up a new kingdom, there would have been a bunch of sinners who had a new king, and they all would have died, and that would have been the end of them.
所以这个里面呢，如果呢他来呢建立一个王国，那么说呢有一堆的罪人在他的王国里面，那么说呢他们的罪呢他们最终呢也会死了。
So, if we got a new government, would that solve the problem in Canada?
如果你在加拿大有个新政府，能够解决加拿大当今的问题吗？
Well, you say no. Things might be a little better.
你说不会的，可能会稍微好一点。
But Canada's problem is greater than that.
所以加拿大的问题远比这个大得多。
He could have come as a, the Lord Jesus could have come and set his objective.To be a better police, for better police. He could have brought about a better police department. Would that have been nice?
所以主耶稣他来呢，他有可能的就是建立一个很好的警察系统。那么如果他建立很好警察系统，那个会让情况变得好起来吗？
Do you think we'd be better off if we had a better police department?
你认为我们的警察系统会很好，我们会变得更好吗？
And Lorna Biggs' father tells the story, told the story about when he was a boy, he lived in southern Alberta.
因为 Lorna Biggs 的爸爸他呢告诉我们他一个故事，就是当他是个小男孩的时候呢，他住在阿尔伯特的南部。
Nobody ever locked their doors at night.
在晚上呢没有人锁门。
Do you lock your doors at night?
你晚上会锁门吗？
Sure we do. We lock our doors because we're afraid somebody's going to steal.
所以我们当然锁门了。我们锁门的目的是以防有人偷我们的东西。
Would things be better if we had a better police department?
如果呢，我们有个很好的警察系统，这个世界会变得好吗？
Yeah, we'd have fewer robberies, but we wouldn't solve the problem.
所以也是的，我们的那个就是说，强盗会变少，但是不会解决问题。
Jesus could have come as the minister of education.
耶稣可以来，也有可能来作为教育部长。
And he could have got really good schools and set up really good universities, and would that have meant that the society would be probably more pleasant to live in?
对这个呢，他呢就是会建立更好的学校或者更好的大学，那么是这样一个社区，是你能够很愉快的生活在那个社区里的吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
So why didn't he do all those things?
所以呢，为什么？那么问题是为什么他不那么做呢？
Because he wanted to do something more important.
因为他想做一点更重要的事情。
What was more important?
那么什么是最更重要的呢？
To save people from their sins.
所以呢，让把人从他们的罪中拯救出来。
This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like me.
这是值得完全相信接受的，因为主耶稣基督教是为了拯救罪人，就像是你我这样的人。
If he'd been the minister of agriculture, everybody could have eaten better.
所以呢，如果他来是真关心军队或者教育的话，每个人可能会吃得好一点。And
every meal would be a banquet.
所以呢，就是说每一餐呢都会极其的丰盛。Would
that have made much difference?
这个会让生活变得不一样吗？
It would have been nice.
这个也许很好。
But the Lord says, I've got something more important than just that. I want everybody to have their sins forgiven.
所以主意思就是说呢，我还有比这个更好的东西，比这个更重要。我想要每个人的罪都得赦免。
Some people say the Lord Jesus Christ came to be a good example.
有些人说呢，主耶稣基督来呢，是为了给我们做个好榜样。
And he was a good example.
他当然是个好榜样了。
But that's not going to help me if I'm a sinner.
所以如果我是个罪人，对我来说没有什么益处。
I'll still be a sinner, even if he's the good example of those who don't sin.
就算他是一个，就是说是不犯罪的一个好的榜样，但是我仍然还是个罪人。
It's interesting, he didn't come to be rich.
非常有意思，他来呢，并不是为了变得有钱。
He didn't even come to make you rich.
他来的目的甚至不是让你们变得更有钱。
But some of you say, thank you, he did.
所以你们中间有些人说呢，谢谢你，因为他已经做到了。
Why did Jesus come?
那么主耶稣为什么要来呢？
To deal with the very essence of the problem.
所以呢，就是解决这个非常的基本的问题。
We're sinners.
我们是罪人。
And all the other problems that we've mentioned, all of those problems are as a result of that sin. If he hadn't dealt with the root cause of the problem, nothing else would be sufficiently satisfied.
所以所有的那些其他的问题呢，都是由罪来引起的。如果呢，他不解决这个罪的根源的这个根本的问题呢，其他的问题呢，总不会得到满意的解决。Now
back to verse 15, 1 Timothy 1:15.
我们回到第十。This
is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
因为这个呢，就是说是这话是可信的，是十分那个完全值得接受的。耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。Who
all did he come to save?
他来是为了拯救谁的呢？
And the saying is, it's worthy of the acceptance of all people. He came into the world to save sinners.
所以呢，就是说这个话是十分可信的。他来到世界呢，是拯救所有的罪人。
Did he come to save some sinners?
他是来是拯救某些罪人的吗？
No, he came to save all sinners.
他来是为了拯救所有的罪人。
Did all sinners accept him?
是不是所有的罪人都接纳了他呢？
No.
没有。
Did he come to save them all?
他来是拯救他们所有的人的吗？
Could all the sinners have accepted him, each one?
是不是所有的罪人都可以接纳他每一个呢？
And the answer is yes, the only ones he doesn't save are those who say, I don't choose your salvation. I don't believe you. I don't want you to save me.
答案是不是的，他能够拯救的，他不拯救的那些人呢，就是那些人。他说呢，我不相信你，我不接纳你。
Did he come to save the good sinners or the bad sinners?
他来拯救是好罪人还是坏罪人呢？
It's marvelous. He came to save all sinners.
非常奇妙的，他来拯救所有的罪人。
The Apostle Paul says at the end of the verse, I am the chief of sinners.
所以使徒保罗说呢，在这些经文的结尾说，我在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Verse 13.
第13节,
he says, formerly, I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man.
他说呢，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，伤害人的。
He was a blasphemer. He spoke bad things against God, taught bad things against God, made fun of God.
他是个亵渎神的人，他呢就是做了亵渎神的事，去教导亵渎神的事情，他来拿神取笑。He
was a persecutor.
他是个逼迫人的。He
did bad things to Christians.
他对基督徒干了很多坏事。He
put them in prison.
他把他们关到监狱里。He
killed many of them.
他把他们中间很多人杀害了。And
you hope for a man like that?
你呢，就是像这样的人有任何的希望吗？
And the next line says in this translation, he was an insolent man.
所以呢，在这个翻译本里说呢，他是一个无辜的人。The
word probably means that he was insulting people.
刚才翻错了，是个伤害人的人。这个有可能意思就是说他经常去攻击人。Have
you ever been insulted?
你有没有被人攻击过呢？
Probably most of us haven't been insulted very often.
所以我们大家呢，很多人呢，就是在经常会被人攻击过。It's
only happened to me on occasion, but frankly, I wasn't happy. I didn't like being insulted.
所以在我身上呢，只发生过一次。坦率地说呢，我不喜欢，因为我不喜欢别人攻击我。And
Paul went around infuriating people and hurting people to the core just by saying bad things about them.
所以呢，使徒保罗当时到处呢，就是说是去伤害人、攻击人，他只是说呢，说那些人的坏话。通过。And
the Lord came into the world to save Paul.
所以主呢，就是来到这个世界拯救使徒保�o。If
he loved Paul enough to save him, do you think he loves you and me enough to save us?
如果呢，他足够的爱使徒保罗，那去拯救他的话，你认为他会爱我们，也拯救我们吗？
If a person were to say, I don't believe you, I don't want you to save me, what he's saying is, Jesus, you wasted your time.
如果有个人说，如果有个人说呢，我不相信你，我不想要你拯救我，那么说呢，主耶稣你来到这个世界呢，完全是浪费你的时间。What
a terrible thing.
这是个多么可怕的事情呢?
To miss the primary objective in his coming. He came to save. Make sure he saves you. Make sure he saves those you love.
所以呢，你错过了他来这个世界的主要目的，就是说呢，他来是要拯救你，你要确保他拯救你，拯救你所爱的人。Most
people are running around the world, including a lot of Christians, and their objective is to make the world a better place.
大多数人呢，他们在世界各地到处转，包括基督徒们，他们是想把这个世界呢变得成为一个更好的世界。
But that would be a waste of time.
And
if the sinners weren't saved, you missed the point.
但是那些人呢，就在浪费时间，那些罪人呢都没有得救，他们呢错过了那个要点。It's
like a little boy going to the store to get something for his mummy.
就像一个小男孩到那个商店去为他妈妈买点东西。And
so he goes to the store. Comes back, and mommy said, good to see you. The little boy says, I'm going to tell you what happened, mommy.
就是那个小男孩回来，那个他妈妈说呢，啊，很高兴看到你。那么发生了什么？那个小男孩说，妈妈，我要告诉你一些事情。
I met a man and he petted my dog.
所以呢，我碰到一个人呢，他呢就摸了我的狗。
And he said, "Nice dog."
他说这个狗很好。
And mommy said, "That's very good. Did you buy what I asked you to buy? Did you bring home what I? Oh no, I forgot to do that."
妈妈说呢，这样非常好。那么说呢，你买了我让你买的东西吗？啊，他说哦，我忘了。
And you and I laugh and say, "What a foolish thing."
你我呢都会笑，说这个多么愚蠢的事情呢？
Imagine standing before Jesus on Judgment Day.
你可以想象一下，在审判日的时候，你站在主耶稣基督面前。
And you say to him, "You know, it was really, really nice. You helped me when I fell down."
因为你说那这个非常非常好，就是我跌倒时候你没帮助我呢。
And you healed me when I got sick.
就是我那个就说是病的时候您来治愈了我。
And he said, "Did you ask me to save you from your sins? Did you repent of your sin? Trust me, let me give you new life."
所以他说呢，你有没有就是请求我呢？就是说是饶恕你的罪，你要就是说是悔改你的罪，让我赐给你一个新生命呢？
And the person says, "Oh no, I never did that."
所以那个人说，哦，我从来没这么做
And
过。
God had, the Lord Jesus has to say, "How tragic. That's the most important thing. You didn't do that. You can't come into my heaven."
主耶稣说呢，这个是非常的那个遗憾的，因为你呢完全错过了那个要点，你的罪没有得到赦免，所以你不能进入我的天堂。
Your sins haven't been forgiven.
你的
You'll
罪。
have to pay the penalty of your sins. I paid the penalty. You didn't even accept it.
就是你的罪还没有得赦免呢，就是说是你呢，就是还没有为你的罪呢付上赎价，但是我为你的罪呢付上的赎价你没有接受。
All right, well, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that it's a faithful saying.
最主要我们感谢呢，这话是可信的。
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
主耶稣基督降世为人呢，是为了拯救罪人。
Lord, each of us would say, "Lord, I want you to save me."
所以呢，主啊，愿我们每个人都说呢，我要您来拯救我。
And then we would say, "Lord, and help me tell others that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners just like them."
所以主啊，我们也说呢，就是要您呢帮助我们每个人去告诉其他的人，就像呢主耶稣就是来拯救罪人，也要拯救他们。
So we thank you for the 9 simple words, Lord. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
主啊，我们非常感恩这九个词，简单的词，耶稣基督降世，就是为了拯救罪人。
Lord, may we believe it, may we live it, and may we preach it.
主啊，愿我们就是说是相信，愿我们呢活出来，愿我们去传讲。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.